So on my teaching blog, I have many, many articles to bless you for free. We don't want your money. We want you to open the Word of God. I recently did a teaching on false teachers are false, not only for what they teach, but also what they don't teach. So if I'm a teacher of the Word of God, and James says, if not many masters, that means be careful. You want to be a teacher, you're going to be held accountable. If I'm a teacher of the Word of God, and I don't warn you about all of the Word of God and warn you about wrath and call you to holiness, if I don't do those things, I am a false teacher by omitting the Word of God. Jesus said to not omit the Word of God. Paul said, I did not withhold to preach to you the entire counsel of God. That's what I strive to do at my website. That's what I strive to do in street preaching, to give you the whole counsel of God's Word, to tell you about His love and His grace and His forgiveness that's available at His shed blood. But I got to warn you, if you take that for granted and you trample the blood of Jesus like this car show and the culture and living like the world and living in your flesh, Romans 8 says you cannot please God in the flesh. You will not inherit eternal life living after the patterns of the world. You have to turn and come out of the world. You have to crucify your flesh and lose this life for the only one that can save your life, your soul, Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. The one who shed His blood and died, but then picked up His life again to defeat death. Jesus did three main things for us. He came to show us who the Father was in the flesh. He came to shed His blood for the remission of sins. And He came to defeat death. Death is coming for you. It is your enemy. And if you die outside of Christ and knowing Him, serving Him, loving Him biblically in holiness and obedience to the Scriptures, you're going to lose your soul, neighbor. Most all Americans are going to suffer the wrath of hell and judgment. Most everyone in the world. Jesus said, few. In the Greek, that means puny. A puny number of people are going to find eternal life. Why will you be one of that puny number? Have you come out of the world? Have you come out to seek Christ in spirit and truth? Turn and repent. Lose your soul, lose your life, or lose your soul in eternity. Calling our neighbors to turn and repent, to seek the kingdom of God. Don't trample the blood of Jesus. The Bible says what a sorry fate will be. Those who disregarded the law of Moses died mercilessly at the hands of two or three witnesses. What will become of those who trodden underfoot the Son of God and lived like the world in sin and wickedness and cultural normalcy? The problem with America is it has cultural Christianity. It does not have biblical salvation. It does not have biblical New Testament body life. It does not have the biblical Savior. We'll talk about the false Jesus that is rampant all over America to warn our neighbors and call them out of their sin to salvation and the glory of God.